Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it was a very interesting meeting. I think the mayor got educated a lot about some of the concerns that taxi operators have here, not just our company, but the other companies that I've been fighting for the last several years. The message has got to be, the message has got to be straight. You know, I was fighting for the taxi industry for everybody in the city of Buffalo, not just my company. We have done a lot of stuff to make changes, stay competitive, some good, some bad. When this all started, I had a very difficult choice in where I had to lay people off. And I heard that across the table today, that a lot of people in the taxi industry really laid off a lot of people during this transition. So there's, we actually took people out of the workforce here. It didn't create jobs, it took jobs away. That was one thing. And, the mayor does seem to be open for what I'll talked about, some minor changes. Those changes should have happened anyways, but I do think that he's got a better picture of where the stress for the taxi industry is.
Bill, how have you had to change your business model in the last 6-plus months since Uber and Lyft came into the picture?
Well, the first thing I did was I outsourced my call center. It was the most difficult decision I had to make. These are people that I worked with over the last 20, 25 years to conserve money and stay in business. We outsourced our call center to the Philippines on a cost savings. We didn't make it public because it was a very sad day for me. These people were friends of mine, and now they're out of work. And so it did cost people jobs, but I heard that across the table today. The mayor was really unaware of that. We're going to make some moves, as we always. We have the app, as you guys all know. That's not the cure-all. If you go back in your video library, you'll probably hear me say, well, if they can do it, maybe I'm going to open my own TNC. And so our attorney is here, and I've asked him to start looking for application for Liberty to file their own TNC here for the city of Buffalo.
What could you say to the people who still criticize the taxi cab company, saying they either don't show up or they stop the meter or whatever, and that's why they're going to Uber and Lyft?
Well, I'm convinced, that, and I don't hate to be the one pointing fingers at the competition, but they have an army of people, and they know how to use social media. And so they get the people that the army's going out there. I got in a bad cab, and they were late. It's hard for me to believe that's not happening to them either. But they have an army of people. That's all they do is social media. And we're in that world today. So, I can tell you that I get a lot more compliments, and I was trying to demonstrate that on New Year's. What if a cab company doesn't work here in the city of Buffalo? I think you've heard from other operators, at 6 o'clock at night, it's hard getting drivers out there. Why should they come out there and work? They're not going to go for those $4 or $5 fares, or they'll wait and just work days. So it's going to hurt the community as well. I'm going to try to find a solution. And I think the mayor has given direction to some of his staff to keep some research. One of my biggest complaints was that ride-sharing sign there at Washington and Scott. He was under the impression that that sign said open for everyone to sit there. It doesn't say that. So I heard him give direction in that meeting today to make sure that sign says taxis and ride-sharing can sit at that. That's a win.
The battle to try to convince the state to be more in your favor. Have you talked to area politicians? State senators, assemblymen and women. Have you talked to any of them?
That fight was over 3 years ago. And I've been in Albany. I've been in Washington. And the law is the law. So, in all fairness to the mayor, his hands are tied. He's only abiding by the laws that are on his table right now. The city of Buffalo cannot change a state law. And so let's be honest about that. So he's going to look into what he can do to help the industry. He wants it to be fair. He wants it to be level. I don't think he realized how unlevel it was.
What happened to you then on New Year's Eve night? Because then you ended your boycott. Did you end up making out okay? Did you?
The million-dollar question. let me see if I re-ask that question. I have an answer for it.
How did you end up doing on New Year's Eve? You ended your boycott and decided to...
Actually, I want to thank Senator Jacobs. I understand he sent a letter to the media first. I was advised not to respond to it because it wasn't served to me directly. And I heard from the media. If it wasn't for you folks in the media contacting me, I would not have known about that letter asking me. But the senator addressed a very key point, and he addressed safety. And that's one thing I've been fighting for years, was safety. Even though I may disagree with him on some matters, I could not disagree with him on the safety issue. And I'm glad that Senator Jacobs came out and reached out to solve it. So we were out there. Actually, I felt, I made more money than I did before. I think the customers that are using Liberty realized we were going to take care of them, and there was just so much business on New Year's. If the vehicle was purple and you're cold, you're going to jump in that purple car. So it was a good night. But the fact is I'm very thankful that Senator Jacobs did reach out and he saw it. I didn't get that from the city, but thank God for Senator Jacobs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.